Okay. So what I'd like to do today is go back to the point that appears at the very end of that long Tosfos on Gimel Aleph, which we kind of glossed over because it wasn't the guest we were discussing. We'll come back to that until now. And that is the issue again. The matter here is Machlokes Beishan Beisila regarding two matters, two issues. The size of the sukkah in terms of its minimum width and length. So Beishama requires Zion al Zion, right? Rosh Hu Rishul Chano. Beisel is Mekel, so it's going to be Vov al Vov, not just Ruba, Rosh Hu Ruba, not Shulchano. And we said that we pass him like Beishama in that case for sure. That's what the Gemara says over here. That the Halacha is Tzvichesh Temach Zekes, Rosh Hu Ruba, Rishul Chano. That's the Halacha. Then the Machloka is Nafchafes, regarding a person who's in a Sukkah that's for sure bigger than that. It's a Sukkah Gdola. In terms of the size of the sukkah, it's fine, but he sits in a way that the taka's table might in there. So further machlokes b'sham b'silo, and we saw last time the Rishonim argue was exactly we pass like b'sham in both cases, only in the case in our Gemara where it's in our Gemara begins with, which says specifically we pass like him in terms of the minimum size, but doesn't say specifically we pass like b'sham in the case of the sukkah dolo where he's inside the a sukkah dolo, but his table is in the house. And so Tosfos and some Rishonim, so in that case, we don't pass like Beishama because we go back to the regular rule of Halacha Kebeis Hillel. And what's at stake is whether the same motivating factor generates the opinion of Beishama in both cases or not. If it's the same issue, so then we're passing like one, we're passing like other, it has and fails at the same coin. That's how the Rif and many Rishonim that follow him approach it. Others say, no, it's two different issues. And therefore, the things are not heads and tails of the same coin. We pass like Beishama, where it says in the Gemara, we pass like Beishama. And we don't pass like Beishama in the other case. And we mentioned last time, Rav Soloveitchik's insight that the Rambam perhaps is the third opinion. Okay, but the end of Tosfos on the Gimel Aleph, Tosfos points out what it seems to relate to, is the question of, well, what if somebody goes ahead and he does follow Beishama? Because we had the expression in the Mishnah Daf Chof Ches that the Zikne Beishamai told a certain individual, Yochanan Rav Chornes, that when he was sitting in the sukkah with his table in the house, that you weren't yotzei in the midst of sukkah. Now, if we should assume that that's a dinder, based on a dinder rabbanon of Shami Moshe Chacher Sukhano, Exer Drabbanan, so it's hard to say, you know, yotzei in the midst of sukkah. I mean, he was yotzei on a deraisa level. He failed to observe the dinder rabbanon, but it's hard to imagine. What do they mean that he wasn't yotzei the smits of sukkah at all? So Tosfos points out that it reminds us that the Gemara Brachos relates this sukkah here in sukkah to a sukkah over there. So that's why I printed all the Makoros and Brachos. Let's take a look and go through that together. Source number one is a Mishnah Brachos. Mishnah Brachos regarding Kriyashma. The first paragraph of Brachos says that I've Yoram and Beis. The Mishnah says, source one, Beishama Omim, but Erev kol Adam Yatav Yigro, Uvoker Yama. Shenemar uvshach v'chav kumech. Beishama, I take the understanding of the requirement of the Torah that you recite Kriyashma, uvshach v'chav kumech, literally, that it refers to your posture when you say Kriyashma. As Rashi says, yata al tzido, you know, recline on your side, like when you go to sleep. Beishach v'chav means you read Kriyashma in the evening, uvshach v'chav when you're actually reclining, as Rashi says, beishach v'chav is derech shchiva, like you lie down, that's how you go to sleep. A lot of times, lie on your side, you go to sleep. And during the day, you have to stand up. Kumecha. Beisila, no. Beisila says, as Rashi says there too, Yamon Kidusim Kumecha. And Beisila disagrees and says, no, call Adam Kore Kedarko. You can say Kriyashma however you like. The posture is up to you. Shenemar over left of Chavaderech. Left of Chavaderech. Same posture, right? It says, Vishnantam Rabbi Raton, Beshiv Bozech, left of Chavaderech, Beshachba Kumecha. So the same posture that speaks about Beshachba Kumecha regarding Kriyashma also says, left of Chavaderech, implying that you can recite Kriyashma even as you're walking, right? Implying, says Beisila, don't have to be in any particular position. That's how Rashi says in the second source, Kedarko. O Bekima, O Beshiva, O Beyeshiva, O Mahalek, whatever you want. You know, you can standing, or lying down, or sitting, or walking. It doesn't make a difference. Back to the Gemara in the second line. Inkein lama nevar b'shachov kumecha. So what then does b'shachov kumecha mean? If it's not telling you the posture, what does it tell you? Answer, b'shach shevin adam shachov, b'shach shevin adam omim. as telling you nothing to do with your physical position, but rather telling you the time when Kriya Shema must be said. B'shach b'chomi is a time when people normally go to lie down to sleep. In other words, in the evening. And if Kumecha tells you, no, the time, and you also say Kriya Shema, the time when people generally get up, and that's in the morning. So you have, no, we have to say Kriya Shema both in the evening and in the morning. Obviously, Vishama doesn't disagree with that point. Vishama also says you have to say Kriya Shema in the morning, Kriya Shema in the evening, but they say it also teaches you the physical position. Okay, that's the Mishnah, yeah.
Just Rashi on Kidarko, the fact that he adds in for Israel that even Mahalik, does that like, I don't know, I just felt that that was very drastically different besides just sitting or leaning versus sitting and leaning, meaning Mahalik also.
Well, exactly, the word Lechlecha, excuse me, the word Lechlecha means Mahalik. Pashas, right? Left, that's what the word means. And he's telling you, but in a chanam, it is drastically different. He's telling the position makes absolute.
Less kavanah,
so kavanah is a different point. There are those who say, Allah Chalamai said that if you're walking someplace and there's Mount Kriyash, whatever, you can say Kriyash, you actually stop walking for at least when you say Shema Yisrael, Shema Kavanah, Shema Chod. You know, the first part of the Shema. That's not here, what?
Right, I'm saying, but does that mean like Rashi doesn't?
No, I don't know. It's a good question. Rashi doesn't. Well, Rashi says, I'm not sure. I'm not sure. But Lamais, I think you're correct. And if Basil is saying it's drastically different, it doesn't matter what position you're in. Okay, you have to have kavanah. But let's say a person tells you can have kavanah when he, you know, yourself, you can have kavanah when you want, so you can do it. I mean, it's, you know, there's kavanah is important, but it's a second. Not a secondary issue, but it's not. According to Beis Hillel, kavanah is a requirement. You know, especially assuming it's a sukkah's kavanah, right? So in the raisa we pass him, but that's not your posture. You know, your posture. If you're sure you can have kavanah when walking, okay. I mean, that's the point. I mean, Beis Shammai's requirement is not because you'll have better kavanah in one position or another, right? But Beis Shammai says you have to recline and say Kriya Shema at night, you have to be standing and say Kriya Shema. That's not because that will enhance your kavanah. That's the position you have to be in. Kavanah is a different issue. Okay, then the Mishnah tells a story, and that's what's relevant to us, and it's end of that second line in one. Amar Tarfon, Ani Aisi Babadarach, I was once traveling someplace. Vihitesi Likros Kadiba Veshmaim, I guess it was the evening. Okay, and it was time to say the evening Kriya Shema. Vihitesi, so I went to lie down, I reclined in accordance with the position of Beishamay. Vesikanti B'atzmelistim, and I thereby endangered myself. On account of the highway robbers. Amrulos, they said to Rabbi Tarfon, a harsh answer, they didn't say, oh, you okay? They said, Kedai ha'yisa l'chubatzmacha. Okay, shavar talu b'shila. You deserve it in a plaque. You deserve whatever you got because you violated b'shila. Let's take a look at the Rambam and the Perish HaMishnah there in Brachas, Parakalak Mishnah Gimel. First of all, just Perish Yatu, Shenotim, Kimisha Mesa, just in the word Yatu means to recline. Rashi said Yatu, see though, Ram just says like Hesabu, you know, reclining. Okay. The Himila Ivri, it's okay, it's the Hebrew word for it. But Amru, Im Kain, he kushes Beishama Beisil. Okay. Vitama Machlokas, Bein Beishama Beisil Bedinze, Shabesila Lamedim in Ulech to Chavadere, Shemashma Eich Shie, Adam, Ein Tzorch Lechavin Anachas Gufo. Beis Hillel learns that it doesn't matter. You don't have to do anything physical one way or the other. It's not a matter of kavanah. You have to have kavanah, but you don't have to do anything with your body. There's no physical position. It's interesting because our Gemara, our Mishnah, asks, so what does Beis Hillel do with Olech Tachavaderech? They could have asked the other way around. Also, because, you know, what does Beis Shammai do? I'm sorry, our Gemara says, Imkein Laman Arishach of Kumecha. What does Beis Hillel do with the words of Kumecha? Right? If they learn that the posture is dictated by the words of Lech Tavaderech, however you want, you can be walking, whatever you want. So what do you do with Shach of Kumecha? So the answer, time. It's not a matter of the posture. Then the Mishnah could have asked against Beis Shammai. And you, Beis Shammai, who learned from Shach of Kumecha that the physical posture, what do you do with Lech Tavaderech?
Time.
Right, huh?
Time.
Yeah, well, that's right, Derech doesn't.
Obviously, it wouldn't work,
but it's something else, right? So probably not because we pass like Basila, but the Rambam fills in the blank. He says, "Beishama omer shalom nema ulech tavderech ela hashmeinu shaosek mitzah eno chayav b'kriyishma." That's that same Gemara on that Mishnah. We also have it here in the Sukkah, the second parak. Okay, and I mentioned very early in the year that the only time you're chayav to say kriyishma is when Ovelech techa v'aderech, when you're going about your business, then you have to stop whatever you're doing to say Kriya Shema. But let me mention this. No, but if you're going to do a mitzvah, Right, you're osek b'mitzvah, so then you don't have to interrupt to say krishma. I think we touched upon it. Right? You're osek b'mitzvah. Shari Omar b'lechta over there b'vad. Shuhush. B'vad u'shat achai b'krishma. Kevin she'en oso hiluch mitzvah lecha. That b'lechta over there, you're going about whatever your thing is. You're going about your job, your vacation, whatever you're doing. It doesn't matter. That you have to stop. That's not a mitzvah. Avon osakto b'mitzvah cheres, ein chachai b'krishma. But if you're in the middle of some other mitzvah and the Zman Krishma arrives, you can't perform the mitzvah Krishma, so then you're not chayav in Krishma. V'chach, dibre hakol, os mitzvah potim and mitzvah. Everyone agrees with that, but Bethel doesn't disagree with that either. Okay, that's the din of osek mitzvah potim and mitzvah. It's a big sugya by itself, not for us right now. U'beishil ha-miku b'ian ramalam kainu b'inen isbar gam l'rechem shalech b'shalo b'rech mitzvah kari Krishma im kain mutu l'kos Krishma k'ushu mahalech. Okay? You have to say Krishma when you're not going on a mitzvah path, so then you're a path to do a mitzvah, so then you can say Krishma when you're walking, and so on. Alright, that's what's explained in the Machlokas. As far as the next phrase, that's what's important to us. Sikanti, yeah.
Why, like, if we already have the idea of osik mitzvah, so why is Krishma unique?
No, that's the Mokra, actually.
Oh, the Mokra's here.
Yeah, this is actually the Mokra, or a Mokra, or one of the Mokra's, so osik mitzvah, well, yes. Yeah. If you want to take a look, you have here in Sukkah, Chof Hamed Aleph. It says, Tanabon, Beshut, Vasecha, Prat, Lo, Sik, Mitzvah, left over there, Prat, Lachos, and so on. Those Sukkah are considered to be the Makoros, Rosh, Mitzvah, Prat, and Mitzvah. Good. Now, the three lines at the bottom there, source of three, Sikanti, Ba'atzmi, Hei, Vesi, Atzmi, Le'Zakon, how? How did he get involved with the robbers? Because he was, you know, riding along his donkey or whatever, his camel. He got off the animal in order to lie down to recite Kriya Shema. And meanwhile, it was a bad neighborhood or whatever. So, you know, if you keep going, no one's going to bother you. If you stop, you're asking for trouble. Well, Adas Beisilo, I occurred, because you're Rachel of Nebuchadnezzar. According to Beisilo, he's sitting on the back of the animal to say Kriya Shema then. And what a list in him showed that they had rochem, right? They were highway robbers, people who were waiting in ambush, waiting for people to sort of slow down along the highway. So kedai ha'isa chobetz in yonah ha'isa chayav misa she'av arto divi beis hillel. Okay, I mean it's a strong statement, but you chayav misa. If something would have happened to you, you would have been guilty yourself. So that's what the sugya means over there. So on this sugya, that's the mishnah bracha. So on the next page, the Gemara in Yud Aleph and Aleph, so it's four, analyzes this mishnah. It says as follows: Tana Rabbi Cheskel. Okay, it's important. Also, k'divei b'shamay. Also, k'divei b'shilo. Also, Rabbi Cheskel paskins not like that second part of the mishnah. The Tarfon shouldn't have done it. You could do like b'shamay to b'shilo. Either way, it's good. Okay, and you want to dafka recline, dafka stand up? Okay. You want to do when you're walking? Also okay. Everyone's good. Also, Kedivay Shama, also, and Kedivay Hill, also. Either way, it counts. But Rav Yosef disagrees with Yechezkel. Rav Yosef, Omer, no. Also, Kedivay Beshama, I lo also okum. You do it like Beshama, it's worthless. Okay? How do we know? Ditanan, what do you know? Rav Yosef quotes our Sugin Sukkah. Ditanan, Mi shahaya rosho sukkah v'shulchan v'sach habayis. The guy was sitting in the sukkah and the table was in the house. Beishamai posted mitzvah machshirin. Beishamai says it's no good. Beishamai said it is good. Amar ham beishamai. Beishamai. That's the Mishnah of Chavches, right? Ma'is shahal chul zikne. Beishamai zikne. Beishamai levakez v'yochel menachonis. They came to visit the Yochanan Achonis mitzahu shahaya rosho v'sukkah v'shulchan v'sach habayis. And they taka found that he was sitting in the sukkah, but his table was in the house. But Amar lo klum didn't say anything, so that's basically Hillel's raya that you don't have to say anything. It's perfectly good. Amar lahem, so Misham says, "What are you talking about, Misham raya?" Afeim Amar lahem, "Can I say no? I go kiyamta mitzvah sukkah biyamecha." Okay, they say no. If you want to hold the other way, it's worthless. Lo kiyamta sukkah biyamecha. So parallel seems to be says of Yosef in a machlokas Misham and Hillel. If you do the other way, it's no good. Not like Rabbi Cheskel claimed. In regards to Kriya Shema, you want to do it Beishamai's way is good. You want to do it Beis Hillel's way is also good. Either way is good. We pass like Beis Hillel. In other words, you don't have to do it like Beishamai. Okay, Dafka reclining in the evening, Dafka standing. If you want to, okay. Or if you want to do it like Beis Hillel, it's also okay. We understand the halacha is like Beis Hillel. There's no doubt. Okay, the halacha is like Beis Hillel. But the Cheskel's point is, but if you Dafka want to recline at night, and Dafka want to stand up, all right, don't do it in a bad neighborhood. Okay, don't do get yourself into trouble with listing, but it's okay. And Rabbi Yosef says, no, you see from this case in Sukkah, the Zikne Beisham, I said, listen, you were not good to do it like that. You were sort of make on yourself to sit inside the Sukkah without your table there. Lo kiyamta mitzvah Sukkah miyamecha. Okay? And if Nachum Ritzah kids, Nachum Ritzah Amar, Osak the Beisham, Chayav Misa. If you insist on doing it like Beisham, that's the Rats of Kriyashma, it's Chayav Misa. The town of Murtarfon, and he's Icy Baba, the every tasty. Likros could be Risham, he can't address me at least. I'm going to look at the Hobaz or Sharato to be so. Okay? Now, Rashi says as follows. It's a Rashi already takes note, there in Brachas, Yad Aleph and Aleph, takes note of the fact that the parallel is not 100%. Because, and we mentioned this the other day, in the case by Sukkah, it's the Zikne Beishamai that said, if you did like Beis Hillel, it's worthless. Right? Okiyamtam, it's a Sukkah Mimera. By brachas, we're trying to prove that if you do it like Beis Shammai, it's worth it. It's not necessarily the same thing. The Gemara draws the parallel. You can't change the fact. The Gemara draws the parallel. But Rashi points out it's not quite the same thing. Rashi's bothered by that, as we'll see in a second. Rashi, it's not quite the same thing. Because we're trying to prove here in brachas, Gemara brachas trying to prove that if you do like Beis, like that's what Yosef's language was. Osik, the Beis Shammai, also local. And if you follow Beis Shammai, it's worthless. Well, wait a second. Just because Beis Shammai said over there that if you do like Beis Hillel is worthless, doesn't mean the reverse is true, that Beis Hillel said doing like Beis Shammai is worthless. So Rashi explains, that's the Rashi, and that's the Brachas, Yud Aleph Mun Aleph. Rashi says, V'chihecha da'osik Beis Hillel also l'klum de Beis Shammai, sa'afa osik de Beis Shammai also l'klum de Beis Hillel. Rashi says, Enchanam, it's not a direct parallel, but the logic dictates each one says the other one's no good. So just like over there by Sukkah, the Beis Shammai said, if you do like Beis Hillel, it's no good. So here in the Brachas, Beis Hillel will say, if you do like Beis Shammai, it's no good. Okay? The Ritva, there in Brachas, Yud Aleph Mun Aleph, says as follows. Source 6. Tanir v'chesk asak v'sham asak, etc. Pir sh'anachem v'zeh. The Dafka b'hak, or what, first the Ritva analyzes v'cheskel's position. Rabbi Cheskel said, with regards to Kriyashma, if you do this way, it's good, if you do that way, it's good. So, what is that? Is that true? How does that fit in with other disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel throughout Shas? Do you always have that option to do like Beis Shammai? Beis Shammai is generally machmir, okay? As he is in both of our cases, machmir and sukkah to require the table to be in the sukkah, okay, and also for Zion al Zion. Again, as we said, it's exceptionally passing Beis Shammai. But in the case of sukkah, that Chavches, we pass him like Beis Shammai. Beis Shammai is machmir, and by Kriyashma is also machmir. In many cases, Beis Shammai is machmir. So where does this business fit in with the whole broader picture of disputes between Beis Shammai? Hello, can you be machmir, so to speak, like Beis Shammai? So right, so the Ritva says no. That's the background to Ritva. Ritva says a perish anochem with it. The dafke beha kamina. Okay, the kavasa. The Beis Shammai bo dafka muta ba erba omid ba boker. Ul Beis Hillel bein muta bein omid bein holok bein yoshev yotza. The came and the came man the other could be Beis Hillel shapir. Afal gav the Beis Shammai lo yotza lechavasa. We should look at Beis Hillel. But uman the omar achmur enough she remembered to Beis Shammai. Came and the Bahai man the Beis Shammai lo matpik with Beis Hillel. Because in this particular machlokas by Krishma says the Ritva, very, very important. He says, in this machlokas, Beis Shammai, Beis Hillel, they're not saying you can't do it like Beis Shammai. You don't have to. Beis Hillel said what? You can lie down if you want, you can stand, you can walk, you can jump, you can hop, whatever you want. Right? In other words, the Ritva is saying, in this case, says Rabbi Yechezkel, also, can do a Shammai also. Because that's not a thing, that's what the Ritva means in the end. The Baha'i, Mandav, the Shammai, lo mapik with Israel. You're not excluding Beis Hillel. You're not rejecting Beis Hillel, says Rabbi Yechezkel. By reclining in the evening or standing in the morning for Kriyashma, says Rabbi Yechezkel, you're not rejecting Beis Hillel. Okay? You're doing like Beis Shammai insists that you must do it that way. Beis Hillel says you can do it that way, but not do it different ways, also okay. So therefore, if a person wishes to do like Beis Shammai, so the Ritva is saying, in a case like this, you have to look at other disputes for how that fits in. But you know, but in a case like this, where Beis Hillel is not rejecting Beis Shammai, they just say you don't have to do it. They're rejecting the fact that Beis Shammai say that this posture is mandatory. Okay, that we reject, says Beis Hillel. This posture is not mandatory. If you do, it's also okay. That's Rabbi Chezkel. That's what Rabbi Cheskel means when he says also kedivei shama also kedivei tzel also, because it's okay, because it's not a rejection. It's yes, we paskel like Beis Hillel. Agreed. But Beis Hillel didn't say you can't do it that way. They said you don't have to. So therefore, in such a case, says Rabbi Cheskel, we want to be machmir. It's okay. You follow? That's an important point. In other words, that's why in this case it's in as the Ritzvah writes, the dafka b'ha come in an okin say it's got to be in a machlokas like here or any other machlokas. And again, you look through shas and find this piece between Beisham and Beis Hillel, and you figure out what the case is. So sometimes in a chanami, Beis Hillel would say, if you want to do it like Beis Hillel's way, it's not okay. Right? It's not diametrically opposed or categorically impossible to, you know, or self-contradictory itself. Okay? So the Tosas there in Brachas on the Vyur Aleph Amar Aleph, that's the Mitzvah, the Tosas in Brachas. So that's the Shita of Rabbi Cheskel. Right? Now, Rabbi Yosef disagrees. Now we got to understand the Shita of Rabbi Yosef. Again, that was Rabbi Cheskel Shita. Rabbi Yosef disagrees. We have to try and understand why what's so bad. And Rabbi Cheskel sounds like he's right. Because after all, Beis Hillel didn't say you can't recline in the evening. They said you can't stand and say in the morning in a standing posture. So you don't have to. So that's why Taka Vecheskel says, okay, you want to do it, that was good. But Rav Yosef said not so. Rav Yosef said, Asuk Nivei Shaman Asuk Lekom. That's a jump. Well, why not? Why does Rav Yosef insist the other way? Right? What the Ritva was explaining over there was the Sheet of Rav Yecheskel, which now makes eminent sense. So Taka, we have to now ask, so what's Rav Yosef thinking? Why can't you die? You can't lie down. Why? There's someone saying you can't. It says you don't have to. So the Tosis did. Another Rishon deal with that. So Tosis, we thought too. We'll see. The Tosis asks, Tana Rechesko, Asuk Vesham, Asuk Vesham, Asuk Vesham, Asuk Vesham, Asuk Vesham, Tomar. So first of all, Pshita, the Ein Halacha Kimosa. The Halacha is not like Beis Hillel. Okay? So, of course you can't do like Beis Hillel. Well, what's the Chiddush? So first Tosis says, V'yesh Lomar, Holo Beshama Machmir Ma'ala Adam Tfege Bezilel, Lo Shayach Lomar Pshita. The Ha Osaka Beshama Osokum, Haino Hecha de Beshama Mikilin of Bezilel Machmirin. Ava Hacha Bekrishma Lo Pasli Bezilel Dibre Beshama. Okay? So the first part of Tosis is more or less like the Ritva, right? He's saying, and he says in these words, by here by Krishma, Lo Pasli Bezilel Dibre Beshama. Bezilel did not disqualify someone who did it like Beis Shammai. They said, you don't have to. But now he says, Avotema, Imkei, Ma Maisi Misuke, Lo Kiyapta Mitzasuke, what's going on? So why do you have to bring this whole story? In other words, and again, it's a question against Yosef, what's this whole story from Sukkah? Okay, especially since the case in Sukkah, as I said before, was Beis Shammai talking about someone who wanted to behave like Beis Hillel, and not the other way around. So how does the riot work? So Pirish Rashi, quotes Rashi. Okay, Rashi says, well, you know, just like the assumption in Gemara was, just like Beishama would say, or Beishama did say, to this Rabbi Yochanan Hachornes, that if you did like Beis Hillel, we consider that worthless. So too, Beis Hillel would hold that if you do like Beis Shammai, Beis Kriyashma, it's also worthless. Okay, but Amai Kamedana, Hosom, Pasli Beis Shammai Legamri, Mada Machshir Beis Hillel. It's a, not only is it a bad, as I said before, it's a question of Raya because it's the other way around, right? It's Beis Shammai talking about someone who does like Beis Hillel, and it's Brachas, we're looking to see what Beis Hillel would say about someone like Beis Shammai. But the Tosus is even stronger. Tosus, for one second, the cases are not really parallel. Again, we had the Ritzvah as the background, and Tosus is saying the same thing. In the case in Sukkah, Beis Shammai, Pasli Beis Shammai Legami Mada Mashu Beis Hillel. Remember, Beis Hillel said it's okay to have the table inside, and Beis Shammai said no, it can't. So Beis Shammai disqualifies, Beis Shammai rejects completely the Sheikh of Beis Hillel. It's not a good parallel because in that case, Beis Shammai was telling to this Yochanan ben Hachornes, we insist that the table has to be in the sukkah. Beis Hillel said the table can be outside the sukkah, right? And I'm not worried about Gzeirah Shel Himashech Achar Shulchano. So in fact, Beis Shammai are saying what Beis Hillel says is wrong. So there I understand why Beis Shammai said, if that's what you do, we'd say you're wrong, right? But it's not parallel to Kriyashma, says Tosus. by Kriyat Shema, Beis Hillel didn't say, like we just saw before, Beis Hillel didn't say what Beis Shammai said is wrong. They said you don't have to do it that way, but you could. So how does the parallel is very strange. Okay, the Gemara, the Gemara brings in the parallel, right? I mean, we saw it in source 4. The Gemara brings in, Shtel's too, like we said, yeah, they're compared. Right? The Gemara in Brachas does bring in the Sugya and Sukkah, but Tosfos and Brachas are very peculiar. Because it's not the same thing, not only because it's the wrong direction. Rashi took care of that problem. Rashi took care of the first problem. Rashi said, well, just like Beis Shammai would say it's no good to do it like Basil, so Beis Hillel says it's no good to do it like Beis Shammai. But Tosfos analyzes deeper and says it's not parallel. Because in Brachas, you follow me? In Sukkah here, Beis Shammai is saying what Beis Hillel said is no good, is wrong. Okay, you can't sit in the Sukkah without the table. And they're not saying, you should have the Sukkah, the table in the Sukkah, you don't have to. If the Beis Shammai would have said that, then it's something different. That's not what they say. Beis Shammai said, without the table, it's no good. Right?
But in
Brachas, Lechora, Beis Hillel, when they said, you don't have to recline, if you recline, it's still good. Right? If you do recline at night, it's okay. Left Lechora there, as Rashi said, I'll come back to Rashi. Okay, the Rashi in source 4. The Dark Gedarko explained to himself, oh, Bekima, you could stand. Oh, Beshiva, you could lie down. Oh, Beyeshiva, sitting. Oh, Mahal, whatever you want. So they're not saying, it's going to stand the difference, whereas in Sukkah, Beis Shammai or claim what Beis Hillel said is wrong, is you're not Yotze, it's no good. Okay, you sit in the Sukkah without the table, you're not Yotze. Okay, again, had Beis Shammai said, we recommend having a Sukkah, you should have the table in Sukkah, you should have the table in Sukkah, it's better than the table in Sukkah. Okay. You know, but it's not the same thing. So therefore, Alkein Pirish Harava Ben Shmaya. You have to say the Komedame Ahachim, the Komelo Kiyamta Afal Gav Min Adin Yotzo. Shorei Barosh Rishol Masuka Eno Oser Alekzera Shei Moshachachol Shulchano. Kai Gav Nigav Ben Kriyash Afal Gav Min Adin Yotzo. But the Eved came to Beisil Eno Nochom. Can the Isa Masnisi Kedai Isa Lechov Atzmacho. He wants to commit Shalom Beisil, also Lubum. He wants to say as follows. The parallel would be that in the case of Sukkah, let's remember it's Xerah Drabbanon. So at the end of the day, even Beis Shammai, the Chora, would say, Yotze, okay, in other words, the Torah doesn't require the table in the Sukkah, right? Iker Mitzvah Sheshiva Sukkah doesn't require. Drabbanon made Xerah, Shemi Moshech Achar Shulchan. Okay, but min adin, strictly speaking, okay, the concern of Rosh HaRusukah is also only Gzeira Shem Moshech HaShulchano. So at the end of the day, deep down, Beis Shammai would say, well, I mean, he did sit in the Sukkah. The Torah, again, we have a Gzeira Drabbanon, so he didn't follow the Gzeira Drabbanon, so it's wrong, it wasn't right, etc. But at the end of the day, did this guy sit in the Mekayim Mitzvah Sukkah? You'd have to say yes. Okay, because at least the Tosa is saying, okay, min adin yotzei shehar rosh hashukah eino asim zeira shehar rosh hashukah. So too by kriyat shema. Okay, it's just what is Beis Shammai hold? Beis Shammai hold is not right. It's not right. Okay, you have to, because Rabbanan made it clear, you have to table a sukkah. If you don't, it's not right. But you can't take away the mitzvah of sukkah. Of sukkah. So too by Kriyat Shema, Beis Hillel said to insist that you must lie down. It's not right. Min hadin ena chanami yu yariyotze. Okay, but it's not right. Ein nochem. Kriyat Shema says kedai yisel chobazva. So therefore, im also kibei Shammai lo Beis Hillel also lo klum. So just like now, Beis Shammai said that lo also lo klum. You by following the sheet of Beis Hillel, you know, min ha Torah it works, but we say it doesn't count. That's the parallels of Beis Hillel says. You too, you insist you want to recline, even though I'm not going to tell you what you don't say, but we say it doesn't count. Okay? That's the parallel. Tosa Rosh is sometimes, it explains a little clearly. Let's look at Tosa's Rosh there in Sukkah Yud Aleph and Aleph. Tosa Rosh says, Asa Mishama, Asa, Beis Hillel, Asa, fine. Tema. So first of all, here's an interesting question. When did this story happen exactly? Okay? The Gemara in Erevin discusses that at one point, when there was a bas kol that came out and said the halacha is like Beis Hillel, we pass like Beis Hillel. So first of all, the Rosh asked Tosar Rosh, so he asked there in Brokos Yad Alpan Alav Tema, Hechemar in Basar bas kol. If it's after the bas kol, okay, when he tells the halacha of Beis Hillel, So I might come out asking Rosh Hashanah also. Why does a Chesed say we always even do like Rosh Hashanah? Be called a Baskel. I might come a Rosh Hashanah also a Kum. Because before the Baskel, why does he say it's worthless? But oh, Amaylo Muchach Behach Brisa the Asuk Beshamai Kedivrayim. That's a question of Beshamai followed their path or not, their own way or not. We'll get back to that. But oh, I think we mentioned the other day too. But oh, Masnisin Udo Tarfa the Amaylo Beshamai Havim Matzilo Chuche. You have a proof from the story of Tarfa that you're not supposed to do like Beshamai. But oh, my Shaycha Haiput the Hacha Tzemikul Tamudu. Why do we have this whole argument here? We have many disputes. Which, again, we're going to answer a series of questions. I'm not dealing with all of them now. First, chronologically, whether it happened, but the last question was important. No, why suddenly here do we have this machlokes amoron, Rukesko versus Yosef, where they could do like Beshamah? There are many, many disputes in Shas between Beshamah and Zil. Okay? And we don't usually find there's subsequently machlokes amoron. Can you go ahead and do like him? Why do we find that here? We don't find it in Mikula Tamil. Vitiria Tarabba bin Yehuda, Dafka Hacha Shaycha Hakut the Tvei Bikula Tamudu, Mafila Achar Basko, Mishom, and again he says it so clearly, the Beis Hillel Namu Modim Sheyecholin Likros Mutin Ve'omdim. They don't hear a Kecholik. To some extent, it doesn't look like a big shot machokas, because Beis Hillel says, Yecholin, you can read it, with Krishma reclining or standing, and he's not arguing 100%. Rav Yosef, the Chiddush now is Rav Yosef. The Omer Afilo Hachilo also a Kum. The Lo Yotze they create. Rav Yosef says no. Once the Halach is that way, okay, like Beis Hillel, you can't do it that way. And if you did it, you Lo Yotze they create. Kida Ashkechon. That's the parallel. Gav Rav Yochanan Manachunah. She Yosef Roshu Rubisukah. The Kiyam Mitzvah Sukah in the Torah. No question, is Yotze in the Torah. Afilo Hachi Amru Beis Shamalo Kiyam Tam Mitzvah Sukah Miyemecha Mishum Zera Shem Yimashem Achar Shulchanim. So, what's the concern? So, why, you know, according to what's going on here, when you think about it, it's a strange thing. We have a din de Rabbana that is now coming, and here's the chiddush, so to speak, a din de Rabbana is now coming to say, now you should do it this way. But if you don't, you're not yotze even doraisa. Well, that's a tremendous chiddush, if you think about it. Okay? I mean, we're saying, in other words, lechora, I wouldn't have thought that. Lechora, I would have thought, we have a zera shem, let's say a guy didn't do it. He's not in the sukkah without the table. Would we go ahead to say he wasn't yotze in the midst of sukkah? I mean, think about Beishamah's statement of Yochanan Achunas. You weren't yotze, really? You weren't yotze in the midst of sukkah? You failed to adhere to the gzeir drabbanon. Okay, it's not a good thing, but to say lo kiyamtem in sukkah mecha, or Rav Yosef's interpretation of Beis Hillel, if you talk a lot, and the Gemara and the Mishnah's really, if you lie, really, your tarfon is. He set them top of his hive and he decided to make like Beis Shammai. Why? Beis Hillel, like we said before, didn't reject that. He just said, you don't have to do it. So they were so angry that he was following Beis Shammai. What's he angry about? He decided to make like. Many of us have make like things all the time. So what's the big deal? Okay, why are we so concerned? And again, there's no doubt that Doraisa, I mean, the guy went and said, Krishma lying down. So you're going to tell me he's not Yotze Krishma? Doraisa, Dorabonim. Okay, Beis Hillel said you shouldn't do it. Even if you take Beis Hillel and say you shouldn't do it. Okay, but still, what's our concern? You follow the question? The whole Mahalakha is difficult. So the Tosha Rosh says, for three lines at the bottom, at 8, Hachanam ikalamechas lifhamim shalo yuchalatoz yimna milikros. Okay, because people will think, including you get in the habit of doing it that way, you'll think you have to do it that way. And then you'll be in some place where you can't recline, and you won't say Krishna. So it's dangerous sometimes to be machmir, sometimes not so posh. Sometimes to be machmir is dangerous. This is a whole philosophical comment about chumras, okay? But sometimes to be machmir, it leads, we have a concept called a chumra, maybe the kula, right? It's always easier to say, well, I'll be machmir. No, I won't do it that way. Yeah, but sometimes that can lead to trouble because then people think that that's the real din. Okay, then there'll come a situation where you can't be machmir and won't do it at all. Okay, I mean, I don't want to say, but I had someone who came to shul. So I know a fine person. So he's machmir to go to the mikveh. He's machmir to go to the mikveh on Erev Shabbos. On Shabbos morning also. Whole discussion. There's no mikveh near my shul. Okay, the Tinek mikveh is not for men. It's the women's mikveh. So anyway, see, the Chabad is the mikveh on the other side of town. So he went to the Chabad Mikvah. So he came to Shul. By the time he got to Shul, in the middle of Kriyas HaTorah. So it's a nice thing to be machmir on the mikvah, but he missed Tefillah B'Tzibur Shacharis. He missed the Chabad, maybe he missed Sos Makrish with the brachos for sure. He missed Kedusha Shacharis. So sometimes a chumrah is maybe the kula. Okay, I mean, there are many. It's okay to have certain chumras, but you have to be careful. Sometimes a chumrah can lead a person in the wrong direction, and so you have to be careful with chumras. But here, not talking that kind of case. We're talking about a case where being machmer will lead people to misunderstand. They'll think this is so necessary. So it's so necessary to like Beis Shammai. So one time I can't recline. Like your time from it, a bed. I won't have a time. It's in a bed neighborhood or whatever. And you still got better skip Kriya Shema altogether. No, Chas v'Shalom. Right, that's what he's saying. All right, so. There may come a situation where you can't recline. The yim namalikos won't say Kriya Shema at all. That's no good. That's the other kasha which we won't do now. The aroa osamuta ain't almost shaken lavro the baby sil. And we're also sometimes worried about what people think. People see that he reclines. Oh, it must be because that's what you have to do. So it'll mislead people and so on. So that's what Tosa Roy says. The Ritva in the Chedusha Ritva again there in Brachos Yalvan on Rav Yosef. Rav already explained the Shita V'Chezka. Okay, Rav Yosef Amar Asu V'Shamel Asu L'Kol Perish B'Shahaya Zakov V'Hita Ohaya Mutav V'Zaka. Okay, what does it mean? If you were standing and then you dafka went to recline, or you were reclining, you dafka went to stand up. Shekol she'osa hochacha lasos k'limehem kansuhu shelo lotzeis. Very important. The Ritva says, in effect, the Rabbanan said, we say you're not yotze. Kansuhu. Okay, that's like a knas. We penalize, we punish him and say you're not yotze. Kevan she'osa hochacha k'limehem, because you're proving the wrong sheet to write. Okay? Now the raya from Sukkot fits in very well. That's our daf. The Ritvon Brachos Yalvan Aleph refers to our Gemara and Sukkot Daf Gimel. That betarti pligi, pligi b'sukkot gedola, pligi b'sukkot tana. Right, we discussed many times. On b'sukkot gedola, ma'isi raya the medina nafig. Okay, in a sukkot gedola, strictly speaking, for sure you yotze at the table there. Ella the ika chashasha be'alma. There's just a chashash, a rabbinic concern. Shemi Mashiach Chachas Shulchanah. Ba'filu hachi amrina the amalo be'shamah be'chanan chornim. Kenes and og lo kiatu mitzvah yamecha mishum chashasha. So we nayu nishma lo be'silel linyan meishu zegre be'shamah lo asaklum. Shema yikbu acherim halachi be'shamah. Other people think the halachas like be'shamah. The Efshir, the Asi, and Shilu, they bittul Kriyishma. That may one day lead someone not to say Kriyishma at all, because he won't be able to lie down in that situation. Okay, Dilo Boy Mutalo Kar Kriyishma. Okay, and Rav Nachman Yitzchak, of course, that Gemara takes a step further. He says, Amar Asi, Misha, Misha, Chai Misa, Misha, Yoshim, Hita, Lachatchila, Kemen, Shemiskaven, Listor, Kedim, Vesil, O Miskaven, Lasos, Kebe, Shame. He's saying an important point. If you're already reclining, so then, he's saying, it's limiting what we just said, he's saying, when do we say, or chayav nisa for following Beis Shammai? When you bedafka do something to indicate what? That you're following Beis Shammai. In other words, if I happen to be already reclining, already standing, let's say in the morning, I'm already standing, and I say Kriya Shema standing, then everybody agrees it's good. Then Beis Hillel would not say, lo kiyamta mitzvah yamecha. Then we wouldn't say we're afraid, because the guy was standing already. When are we concerned? If he was sitting and he dafka stood up, okay? If he was walking, he dafka went to lie down. Because there, you're demonstrating that I dafka want to follow Beis Shammai. That's the concern, okay? If you happen to be already lying down, or you happen to be already standing, okay? But that's how we assume halacha. Okay, and if you're already standing, then don't sit down for Kriya Shema. Sometimes a person comes to shul, you're davening, and then suddenly you see a seat. Okay, so don't sit down and daven by Kriya Shema, because people think, oh, because you have to sit for Kriya Shema. Okay, if you're already standing, so stay standing. If you're already lying down, stay lying. If you follow up the Ritva's end, I think a very important point. He's saying the concern is that following Beis Shammai again, because we have, Rabbi Cheskel's right. Rabbi Cheskel never said that you can't say Rabbi Cheskel never said you can't recline and say Kriya Shema at night. Never say you can't stand up. Elamai, and that's why Rechesko says Itaki Yosef. Rav Yosef disagrees, but Rav Yosef, it's what I'm saying, Rav Yosef only disagrees. Okay, when you bedafka demonstrate, you're standing now in order to do like Beishama. And as you were sitting before, now you stood up. We're walking before, now you want to lie down. Then it's clear that you're doing it as language of the Rishon. You're saying Beisilah is wrong. Otherwise, what does Beisilah say? Belechem, that means however you work. What does it say when you're in the army? They attention to as you work. Right? I think that's when you really, the general comes in, so you have to stand their attention, whatever. So either say at ease or say as you work. In other words, now no matter. Salute, don't stand, walk, jump, whatever you want. Okay, do you follow? So a few important things emerge from here. But, anyone with me? Yeah?
How does this, so I'm confused by how that plays in between the Gemara
and the both cases, what we're saying is where you daf to demonstrate you want to do the other way. Okay? That's the parallel. Okay, we're concerned that yes, again, the cases don't seem to be parallel. That's what we're showing we're driving at. They're parallel in the sense that we're saying you're not Yotze in this situation, you're not Yotze. That's basically, by Sukkah, I understand it. Because Beisham, I said, you're not Yotze. So, but how do we, why by Brochus do we say that you're not Yotze?
Right.
The answer is when you bedafka want to do it like Beis Hillel, I'm sorry, like Beisham, I basically said that you can't do it. We agree that you could do that if you were in that position to begin with. Then you can stay in that position. But if you dafka miskaving, then that's when chayav misa or loss of oklum, and so on. That's an emergency ritual. Okay, very important, two important chedusha ritvot. Okay? Just be aware, you know, now, Baruch Hashem, the chedusha ritvot appears in the major set of the ritvot. It's also cooked, the tan covered. You know, so we have Baruch Hashem, the Chidush Ritva and Brachas. The old Ritva is when there was no Ritva and Brachas, it was printed. Okay, the Shita Mikubetzes in Brachas is the Ritva, but it doesn't have everything. Okay, you know, if you search for some of these things, somebody may find, somebody won't find. The Shita Mikubetzes in Brachas, the regular set of Shita Mikubetzes, usually the Shita Mikubetzes, let's say in Baba Kama, Subas, with a lot of Shita Mikubetzes, it tells you at the end of the paragraph, the beginning of the paragraph, who's speaking. This was Rabbeinu this, this was Rabbeinu that. Right? You know, it's all mind you're familiar with, but in Brachas doesn't. Just the straight text. Okay? Because in Brachas it was, they figured out afterwards, it's the Ritva. Okay? But it doesn't have everything that the Ritva said in Brachas. Whatever the Kisvayat that the Moshe Rakum did to produce the Chidush Ritva that we have, we can't cover. Okay? You know what I'm talking about, right? The regular set of Chidush Ritva. So it has more things that are printed, you know, in the Shittim Betzim. Okay. Anyway, that's the Ritva, again, it says very clearly. So, with that now, with that whole background, we can understand the end. Let's go back now to our Tosfos, Gimel and Aleph here in Sukkah, and then everything fits in. Okay, I glossed over this part a little bit because, you know, we didn't have the background. The Tosfos Domel HaMani, right? So towards the end, Tosfos says, Miu, Miu Bishmatin, Miu Shmatin, it's, let's see, 16 lines for the end of Tosfos. Okay, Miu Shmatin, you see it? Miu Shmatin, the Hasam, the discussion, the sugi over there, Brachas, Tema. How are we medayek for that sukkah in Brachas? How are we medayek here that if you do like Beishamai in terms of the sukkah, it's no good? The raya the mice of asim v'silam myri. The case over there is when he did. I'm sorry. The case over here, right? The case over here in sukkah is when you did like Beishilam, and Beishamai said you're not yotze all the way. You're not yotze if you do like Beis Hillel. That doesn't mean that Beis Hillel says the same thing about Beis Shammai. Same question, right? But oh, we can talk about Elza, Hechad Allah to Beis Hillel. She must be Beis Shammai, also a Klum. Do you need to tell me Allah to Beis Hillel? You know that. But Tzara Klomar, Tosa says, did Tzara Chosam Leisue Hechad the Beis Hillel Machmir and Midrabbanon or Beis Shammai Mukmila Midaraisa. The parallel is follows. You have a case over here, a case where Beis Hillel is Machmir. Midrabbanan. Beis Shammai mukmila a daraisa. And Beis Shammai says, no, we'll do like the daraisa. Okay, that's the case in Brachas, right? Beis Hillel machmir, okay, midrabbanan. They're saying, we'll see in a second. below Gazwinanim also could be Shama lo Yotze Chavos, I feel the Raisa. Could the Ashkel be Shama, Hechel Yosef, Pisgut of Talalta, the Gezer, Shemashachar, Shachar, the Kamil of Kamta Mitzum Mecha, the feel with the Raisa of Kim, the Shama and Ishmael Bissil. He's saying as follows. He's saying that when we have a din where one says, listen, you Yotze Doraisa, apparently, especially if we learn like the Ritual, that if you go ahead and you recline, specifically, so even though we arise of for sure Yotze, but emerges from Surya, Beisil will say you can't do that. Okay, and Beis Shammai says, what do you mean? The Torah says you can do it. Right? The Torah says, we agreed, right? Even Beisil agreed, with arise, you can recline if you want to, you can stand if you want to. Ella, what did Beisil say? Beisil says, no, you should stay in whatever position you're in, right? You should, there's not dafka switch positions to demonstrate that what? That you're going against Beis Hillel. So basically what emerges from this, says Tosis, that the Rabbanon come and say that even though Midoraisa Yotze, we're going to insist that what? Midorabbanon, you're not Yotze in such a case. That's what Yosef means, loss of Lokum. That's what Nachman Yitzchak said, that Tarfon was Mishai Benafsho, because if Dafka did something to follow the Shita of Beis Shammai, that's not right. And you'll ask me, what do you mean? Okay, but according to the Torah, it's good. The Torah didn't say, I mean, yeah, the Rabbanon came along, and perhaps the reason the language of the ritual was Kansuhu Shalalot says, right, they made a penalty or whatever. But that's what's going on. And that's the parallel to the case in Sukkah, where Midoraisa, even Beis Shammai would agree that if you ate in the Sukkah without a table, even Beis Shammai would agree, Midoraisa, Yotze, the midst of Sukkah, right? You understand? That's the parallel. But Midoraisa, Yotze, without a table. But they say, no, nevertheless, the Rabbanon are going to say, you're not Yotze without it. Okay, so that's the parallel. That's what Tosfos says. Again, we saw it, so it fits in very well. Conceptually, though, it's a little bit odd. I mean, the Rabbanon now come along and they say, the Oraisa, you're not Yotze. They're uprooting the Oraisa. Okay, so let's see. That's what I'm talking about. Okay, that's what I'm talking about. So I just want to see a couple of things. You're telling me we've seen a couple of places where the Chazal will say that you're not Yotze. Okay? You know, the Torah says like this. I mean, the Torah says to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, even if it lands on Shabbos. Right? And then the Chacham say, don't. Okay, right? So, but that Chorma is really saying a little bit bothered because it still, it goes against, and a Hanani, let's try to understand it. It does go against, somewhat counterintuitive, you know? But to say that the Rabbanon went ahead to say that, you know, the Torah says, well, we're going to say you're not going to get any credit. So I just want to show you from the Dvar, a few, I mean, you know, look at the regular Mepharshim here to have fun with this, but the Dvar Avram, right? What did the Dvar Avram in the past? The Dvar Avram, is Avram, known as the Kovna Rav. In Europe, in the early part of the 20th century, Avram Dovber Kahana slash Shapiro. That's what it's called, Kahana Shapiro. So he wrote a collection of truths called the Dvar Avram. The Dvar Avram, when Rav Soloveitchik, the Rav Soloveitchik, came to America, so he was like trying out for the position of the Rav in Boston, when they were considering him for the position of the Rav in Boston. So the community wanted, they didn't know him, they wanted some kind of like, does he have smicha? Where does he have smicha from? They wanted to see his resume. You know, where did he learn from? Where did he get smicha from? And so Rav Moshe Soloveitchik Rocha was already here, he was already here. Okay, so he wrote to them and told them, you know, yeah. But they said, the father, of course, is going to say the son's a genius, you know. So they wanted some sort of, the way the story I heard anyway, they wanted some sort of independent corroboration. So the Dvar Avram, who knew Rav Shabir from Europe, wrote a very glowing and beautiful letter, which is printed, which you can see. Have you ever seen, I'm sure they have on the shelf in the Beis Medrash, when Rav Soloveitchik passed away. So they put out a sefer called Zichron Harav. It's a black cover. I don't know, I took people who were in YU and then, or whatever, I was working in YU in those days. But they have from Mismachim and from, you know, I think Rabbi Wieder, Rabbi Wieder, was one of the people in charge, and he was a bachur. So it was like a basic sort of just a big black cover, Rabbi Shmuel from Philadelphia, also as well. So, anyway, so it's called Zichar Aram. Just that say, it's the memory of Soloveitchik. But on the first page, they reprinted the letter that the Dvar Avram wrote, praising or telling him how great the learning of Soloveitchik was. Ironically, or as a piece of historical irony, it says in that letter He knows everything. Halacha kemoso b'chol mokom. Again, it's a historical irony. But halacha is like him. Whatever he says, halacha is like him. Anyway, that was the Dvar Avraham. So the Dvar Avraham has, as we, I put to the back, okay, this too is Caleb Bayes, Simon Chavav Osyud. So he quotes on a matter related to this. He quotes in the back of the page. Shamati Shendid Nafshagom, but earlier Baruch Kamoy was Rosh Hashiva Mir. Okay, there were Abbezin Ram the Kila Kadosh Mir. Okay, so Sha'omar al Dibre Tosus Elu. Okay, again, what emerges from Tosus here, again, we said it in the other Rishonim Rizal also, is like I just said, there are Bana go ahead and uproot a Daraisa. Right? They're saying you're not Yotze Daraisa, which you're not in Skiddush. So he says, and what the Dvar Avraham is talking about, do we say that in other places also? And when, you know, you said we do come across it, but when do we say it? When do we not say it?
That's
what's that?
That's what
you have to see. So here's what's the source. So he says, Ubir, the very Shaki Rachman in the Sukkah deposit about Dina de Mamona, the Be'in and Shalachem. He says, we have a Joshua, and we discussed this at the beginning of the year, that the Sukkah has to be yours. Right? Umishum Hachi. So he posits, Rabbi Baruch Kamoi, paskins, the Rabbanon can't just do that. They don't have a koach. He's going to have to analyze every case. He analyzes this one. The Rabbanon can't just come up and say, we say you're not Yotze Daraisa. When the Torah says you are Yotze, he can't do that. Okay, the Rabbanon don't have a koach to say. They can say, we want you to do it like this, like that. And so if I don't do it like this and like that, I'm not Yotze on the Rabbanon, but you can't take away the fact that I ate the matzah, that I sat in the sukkah, I did. Right? I didn't do it the way you told me to do it, okay, but I mean, at the end of the day, you can't take away the mitzvah deraisa. So he said, you can. He said, how do they do it? You know, there's a momentous involvement. Okay? If the Rabbanon wanted to be machmir, then he'd tell him, the Rabbanon wanted here, you're not Yotze. So therefore, hefkiru es ha-sukkah behefker bezen hefker. Ve'ena shelo, mele ni Yotze klal. A clever chab. He says what the Rabbanon basically did was they built into their takkan. You don't do it our way, then your sukkah is hefker bezin hefker. Therefore, it's not yours. You're not yotzei with the raisa. In other words, what Rabbi Baruch Kamoi is saying is that the Rabbanon don't have the authority. They can't undo something the Torah says is good. But there is a concept hefker bezin hefker, so they can create a circumstance where you're not going to be yotzei with the raisa either. You need that middle step. Excuse me, they can't just say on their own, you're not chayav, you're not yotze deraisa. Yes, I am. I didn't have my table in the sukkah. I ate the sukkah. Either I wanted to have the table in the sukkah, okay, but I didn't. So I didn't do the bottom. I wasn't a kind of the bottom. What do you mean? Why not? You know, the deraisa is a kind. So Rabbi Baruch Hamoy says, no. Because Rabbanon built this, and whenever we tell you to do something this way, we're telling you that if you don't do it this way, your sukkah is hefker, and therefore you're not yotzei the deraisa. Okay. So Abul Zer Rak Miderech HaPilpul. So Dvar Avraham says, I mean, you know, there's a nice pilpul. It's clever. Mevein Adas Mekarvto Lekush to the Milsim. I'm still not convinced that's what's going on here. We said it's a clever, nice for sheer calling. You know, in other words, it works out. But Ulechorah Ha'ol Adas Lomar Dahayim Tamim. So he says, you could say maybe it's this is why. Mishum the came to Avon Rasul Yeshiva Kizu Shulchan Mitzvah Chabayis Ein Zu Kvar Derech Dira Umela Ein Yotze Klal. Maybe you could say, says the Dvar Avraham. Without the, he says the Rabbi Baruch Hamoy's suggestion that the hefker is clever, but he holds it. It's not pshat. It's a nice pilpul, but it's not really. They say every time the Rabbanon, you know, so they say we're going to now make it like a sukkah. It's a stretch. Okay, it's clever. So he says maybe you could argue that they're defining what's dira. It's similar actually to what Soloveitchik mentioned the other day, right? It's not usable, normal usage. So maybe it's not considered dira. I don't like that either. Aval ein racha meinah. Oh, dakati. Furthermore, ma nena lohad de brachas behita mekara dinira tosu farshah gam hasam eni yotze klal yudechovas kriyashma. Okay. He says, and what are you going to do? Rebellion Baruch Kamoy's approach, or the approach that's not a dira, that may, okay, we can come up with a teretz why by sukkah, the Rabbanon had a way of making it not yours or whatever, and they'll say it's not a dira, it's not a kosher sukkah, so you're not yotze deraisa. But what about the Kriya Shema case? The implication of Tosis is you're not yotze if you do like Beis Shammai, so they said it's high benafsho and so on. Again, like the Ritzvah said, if you did it, bedafka. So what did he say over there? There's no money matter there. There's a real Kabbalah Kamoi's lumber is going to work over there. Okay, well, no parallel. Ula yesh lomar dahacha ain a chumad rabbanon shebar rak lahosin al divrei Torah sheyasha b'yeshiva gemura. He says you have to say that this requirement of the table is not just a chumrah that the rabbanon came to add on to what the Torah says. Okay, ela the isura itilo alem rabbanon shelo yasha shelo yeshiv v'shulchanu b'soch habayis. Okay, the rabbanon are allowed to make isurim. Right? Can, so the Rabbanan basically said that there's an isser to sit in a sukkah with the tables in the house. Okay, even if it means that adhering to our isser is going to cause you not to do the mitzvah altogether. That they have the right to do. Like lulav or sukkah or shofar or shofar b'shabbos. Okay, they have the right to say we're telling this an iser to do this. Okay, umutuv shelo sheyeshiv klal b'sukkah v'sheyeshiv shulchan b'soch habayis. That's the gzeirah. I mean, they built an iser. Okay, to say it's an usher to sit in a sukkah without your table. Once you say that, so what do you mean? We won't get even the raisa. Yeah, we won't get even the raisa because we tell him that Rabbanu make gzeirah that it's usher to sit in a sukkah. Okay, without a table. That's a shame on Tyson. So if you go ahead and do it, you're violating the Isser. That's the Ritvah. The Behitta Bekara Ikra Dror Di Surah. There's an Isser. Shema Yikbu Acherim Halak Meshema. That's the Ritvah we said, right? The Dravram thought it was the Ritvah. It says that she's in Betzis because they don't know what that time is the Ritvah. But we know it's the Ritvah. So he says, it says in the Shittim Kubetzis, Shim Mem Kuf, the Shittim Kubetzis, Brocha, Stafin Alam. But we just saw it. To be hit the Bekar, Ika Dror, the Surah. There's an Isser involved. Shem Yitbu Acherim Halak Meshema. The Efshar Da'asi Inchali, they beat the Krishma. The Lomotzi Mutala, Okar Krishma. The Kavan, she Isser Drabbanan, Zer Ravitz Al Kiyam HaMitzvah. Now that you have an Isser Drabbanan in the mix, that's what the Rabbanan said is, they made Xavier dumb. They're not just being machmi, you have to have your table in the sukkah. They're telling you you're not with an Isser to sit in the sukkah without a table. Now that you have an Isser floating around, right? Kavan, she Isser Drabbanan, Zer Ravitz Al Kiyam HaMitzvah. How about like Kiyam HaMitzvah Bava Vera? Now it's already like you're going to sit in the sukkah and it's like a mitzvah b'avera. V'adifus omido dai they osa ma'isa mitzvah gufa v'kiyuma hu over avera. It's worse than a mitzvah b'avera because you're doing an avera by doing that act. You're going to sit in the sukkah at the table. It's more than a mitzvah b'avera. Mitzvah b'avera, I steal something, I steal a loaf, now I use it. So it's two steps. First I steal, now I use it. Here, it's actually the same moment, right? By sitting in the sukkah without a table, what am I doing? I'm violating this rabbanan. There, the Rabbanan have the right to say, you can't do that. Okay, but I am sure that's in Brachasham to consume the language and so on. So that's how the Dvar Avraham. Now, at least, there's something a little bit, more palatable, so to speak, in terms of the idea of the Rabbanan. So when you said, Philip, correctly, the other place in Shas, yes, it's parallel to other places where what? There's an Isser involved, the Rabbanan impose an Isser. They say, you can't do it. So that's what the Dvar Avraham. Now, it's still a Chiddush, the Dvar Avraham. Because what Isser? Didn't really sound like this Isser, okay? Right? And it didn't really sound like the Isser in the picture. Usser to sit in the sukkah. Say, you have to have your table in the sukkah. Usser, okay, but that's the Dvar Avraham. So I just want to finish with today, looking at what Rav Soloveitchik said on this matter. Okay, so it's 12 and 13. Rav Soloveitchik, of course, as usual, said it based on the Rambam. The Rambam is a parak Vav Alach Ches, we saw it the other day. We don't understand the Dvar Avraham. Right? It's, see, how about Rav Kamoi's idea that they made it like it was a not yours and so on, which works for sukkah, doesn't work for kriyishma. But the Dvar Avraham works for everything. It works for kriyishma too, because we're saying that to do it this way, we're telling it's usher to bedafka lie down. It's usher. If you do it that way, it's like a mitzvah bo bever, or worse, it's a super mitzvah bo bever. So therefore, it's no good. Yeah? The Rav said the following. Let's take a look in the Rambam first. So it's 12. We saw this Rambam the other day. Parag Vav Alok Ches. Rambam says, Mi shahoy rosh musukkah v'shulchan 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 v'shulchan. Okay, the sukkah, the table was outside, or it was in the house, or whatever. Achol, hareza aser. First of all, he said, notice, hareza aser. The Dvar Avraham, at least the Rishon didn't bring this right, but it happens to work. He said, hareza aser. But he said, ukeilu lo achol besukkah. It's like you didn't even eat in the sukkah. עד שיש שולחן בסוך הסוכר, גזירה של משה אחר שולחן, אבל אפילו בסוג גדול. So that's the Pesach of Rambam. So first of all, again, without the Rambam, this Rambam could be a good writer to our Rambam. Because the Rambam used to take a lot of osir. And he takes it further. He said, lo acha basuk, it's like he ate in the house. Right? You count with zero. Why? Because it isn't. So I think this Rambam would have worked nicely for the Dvar Avraham. Even though, unless I missed it, you know, it was a long chew, unless I missed it, he didn't say it. But the Rav, this again is in the Rishim HaShirim, which this time I took out of the computer, so here you see it, in source 13, right, on the Rav Salvechik, on this Gemara, on Sukkadav Gimel. Okay, so let's read through it together, and that'll be for today. Our Gemara with Brachas, okay, Yudah Malav, Mashra, Mishakar, Kriyash, Mekadav, Eishamai, Misha Achal, Besukkah, Kavi, Beisel, right? That's a nice little summary, right? The Gemara Brachas equated the case of someone who read Kriyashma in accordance with Beishamai's view, okay, with someone who ate the sukkah in accordance with Beisilas, that was the Sub Yochan and Achunis, that the Ziknei Meshama yelled. Vizel Asher of Yosef, Amar Asa Kadim Meshama, Asa Kachum, Titanan, Mishahar, Rushu, Rushu, Sukkah, and Shab, we already did. Good. Visholo Atosis Khan, Tosis by us asked. Our Shaykh was made on the other, right? The same Kasha we asked, the Tosis here says it, and Visholo the Brochus says it, the case are parallel. The Chidshu, and Tosis were Mechadish. Sheshavim Bekar, Shekol she'over al shteg there is elu lo rak she'over al takkanos darabonon ela shegam lo kiyem es hamitzvah min haTorah. Right, these two cases, not only did you violate a din darabonon, but you weren't mekayem into the raisa. Why? Because chachamim hifkiu mimenu as etzem hakiyum shel hamitzvah min haTorah. The chachamim hifkiu, the chachamim removed the kiyem of mitzvah daraisa. Because, said the Rambam, hey, chifki or abonon? I said, mitzvahs min haTorah. I mean, haTorah. How can they do that? Okay, and he says, ve'ein l'damos l'mashe gozu chazal she'ein token b'shabbes ve'not l'lul b'shabbes ve'ifkiyum hamkiyum hamitzvahs. This is not really the same as not blowing shofar on Rosh Hashanah shecholos b'shabbes or not taking the lulav on Yom Rishon shel Sukkah shecholos b'shabbes. Kisham kavu iser. Okay, because of Isser Hotzah, Allah took care of the Shabbos. There's an Isser of carrying. Remember the whole reason why, right? You know the Sukkah in Rosh Hashanah, the Nachar Tess and Mez, why can't you put Shomer Hashanah? Because you may carry the Shomer for the Shul, right? Or you carry the Lord. So there's an Isser Hotzah. But I know the Shabbos, there's an Isser, there were goes there, an Isser Hotzah. Rabbanan said, don't carry the Isser Hotzah without it. Don't carry the Shomer, don't carry the Lord. The Iker HaTakonah, see, now he's not referring to the Dvar Avraham, but what he's saying is that same logic, that it's an Isser involved. But the Rav, unlike the Dvar Avraham, says he can't really apply there. What is Isser here? In other words, Enachanami, that the Svar of the Dvar Avraham is correct. And when the Chachamim said there's an Isser, when there's an Isser involved, so then they can say, don't do it, and you violate this, so you get zero credit for doing the mitzvah. But that's true by carrying on Shabbos. You're going to carry the lulav, you're going to carry the shofar on Shabbos. And the Dvar Avraham said, well, that's what they did here too. They said, well, if you don't do like we said, that's like an issur. The Rav said, but Barom besukkah v'kriyashma, v'chora mashma atosha chazal, hifkiyu es kiyuma mitzvahs belita konas issur. Here, we don't really see that there was an issur. They're chachamah mafkiya the kiyum deraisa, even in the absence of an issur. Okay. Where do we see it? The Dvar Avraham is right when it's an Isser. So, but here there is no Isser. Okay, the Dvar Avraham said there is. Namely, that was part of Takana. Yeah.
For Salvechik, it actually makes a lot of sense by Sukkah. Because there is that it's all zero from the Dvarisha that's the Kevah. Because they only have a
if we go back to that.
So it does make sense for Krishna, but it does make sense for Sukkah.
I hear that. But even so, we don't. It's not a sukkah. Well, let's see what he says. But old Yesh Lai Mechalos Hafka. Now the Rebbe is putting a very analytical point. Ha'im Gozu Chazal. Let's assume that they were able to do it. Okay, they did it. However, let the Rebbe have it. There is an issue involved here too, like you're saying, whatever. But what's the nature of this Hafka? Ha'im Gozu Chazal. It's mamash, you did not do a maisa mitzvah. You didn't sit in a sukkah, you sat indoors. In fact, you sat in a sukkah, it doesn't matter, it's indoors. Odilma, no. Hifkiyu as kiyum hamitzvah lechud. You can't change the fact that the guy sat in the sukkah, but the Chacham said, you don't get up and kayim the mitzvah. Okay? Who cares? Right? that's a nice, nice lomdish brisker chakive. Right, the brisker chakive. Did it take away the maisa mitzvah? Or it took away all the kiyama mitzvah. Right. So what's the difference? So it says right away. Kayam is nafkamina nika. I'll tell you nafkamina. Let's say this one. Imagavra yoshu b'sukkah b'shmini. It's shmini atzeres. Ve'ocha k'shoshom an eretz yisrael. When it's after sukkah, for sure. That's what we start, right? Shmini atzeres. Shmini atzeres. He sat in the sukkah. Okay, we're not supposed to do it. It's bal tosif. We discussed that too. It's bal tosif to sit in the sukkah on. Forget it. Cut it off with swords. In eretz yisrael. Shmini atzeres night. It's also to sit in the sukkah. It's bal tosif. So let's say the guy sat in the sukkah, but his table was inside the house. Did we discuss anything about taking stuff out?
Rashi.
Right. We saw that Rashi, right. But taking the eventually recently, right? Taking stuff out, right? So it shouldn't look like it. So, yeah, we did discuss it. So, I can't remember. I gave Shur my Shur and Sukkah, the other so, no, I discussed it there too. But anyway, so the listener of Rav Shakira, the guy sits in the Sukkah on Shmiyat Teres, and his table's indoors. Right? So, what's the story? Hayat will be violent by Tosif? So the Rav said in the last line on that page, "Im if kiva chacham zalas etzem maisa mitzvah or yavash, and naturally yoshu b'sukkah kol." He did. If what the chacham did, if you're sitting without a table, that's not called the maisa mitzvah sitting in the sukkah. So who did not? It's not bal tosif because it was like a sitting inside. So it's no bal tosif. Aval in gami drabbanon, not nishar maisa mitzvah. Elash b'sukkah chag if kiva is kiva mitzvah. If they say, no, you can't say it's like the guy sitting inside, he sat in the sukkah, but we're taking away the kima mitzvah, okay, now chen yavar, yoshe maisi yeshiva, the mitzvah sukkah mishmini, he's sitting in the sukkah. Okay, we only took away the kima mitzvah. Understand? That's two questions, Rabbi. Number one, what's that koch? Number one, how does it work? So he says, the near, you have 5 minutes? Okay. The nearest shenita lifshot eshtei hashelof me'arama banal b'din sukkah gzula. The rabbi had a lashon, "Hareze osur who keilu lo ochal b'sukkah," which is the same language we had, right? Parak vav lochachetz. Hareze osur who keilu lo ochal b'sukkah. Muchach de la Rambam, yisod hatakana b'shulchan b'chutz l'sukkah uchalal shein iser. Osur med rabbanon. I'm sorry, not sukkah gzul. Sukkah gdola. What's sukkah gzul? I'm sorry. The nearest shenitan lifshon shtei hashos b'rabbah hanal b'din sukkah gdola. The Rambam we saw it. I printed it in the previous source. Paragvola by Sukkah Gdola, right? Vizelashono. Hareze osir. Uki'il ocha besukkah. Mucho de la Rambam yisora takana besukkah mechutz la sukkah. Huchalo shen iser. Osir med rabbono le gavra lecho kocha. Which is like the varvar. It's osir like that. Ugzeira shem isha obra iser ze. Eino mekayim es hamitzah. Haaviru haavera mafkia es hakiyum. Ki ein hafkaas kemitzah b'li chalos iser. So basically, it comes down like the Dvar Avraham. Really, there is an issur. They built an issur. They said it's also to eat in that way. Ukidoma legabe shelosh shtiyah. Mashmos divrei Rambam sheish maisa mitzvah sheish b'sukkah. There is a maisa mitzvah. He sat in the sukkah. Elashenu mekayim mitzvah keilu ocha b'sukkah keilu. It's like it and eat in the sukkah. Yotze shelofi Rambam the zui hashvos hashas bein sukkah b'kriyishma gam b'kriyishma. Like we saw in the Rishonim, it's going to mix people up. They're going to think you have to do it that way. You'll think you have to do it that way next time. You won't say Krishma at all because you can't do it like Bishamai, right? Umishover ala iser ena mekayim es hamitzah. Afal pichein yesh kan mitzah shel Krishma kechachamim hivki rakes kiyum hamitzah kefisha osu b'sukkah. That's the parallel. Ach me'arambam nira shekiyim. Iser prati built a sukkah shalach al shulchan was rabbayit. Umina b'kriyishma mash v'sukha bracha sha isu shamu klali. He does. There's still a difference because in sukkah it's a technical din by sukkah, right? It's like you're eating indoors. By kriyishma it's more of a general rule. Shalava do b'sil. Shalolino b'peida kashid b'shama. Not to be mak b'toy b'shama. L'dat rama isur mafkinas kiyum mitzvah. Fine. Now. He says an interesting point to finish up. V'nira shaperes the Rambam muchach b'kriyishma ki beis hillel asu lomar kriyishma rak l'mi like we saw in the Ritva shemeshana es matzav gufo beis akriya kidei l'kayim shitas beis shavai. They only said there's an issur for someone who changes his physical position dafka to do like beis shavai. L'mashal b'kriyishma shal erev in the evening misha omei asu l'lishko b'likro. Okay. Rabbi, my shochav mikvar. If you already lined down, like I said before, mutalo kishma shu'ar v'shishkiva. In Cain, lo yitochen shu'vitakonas beisila yesh hafkar shu etzem maisa mitzvah. You can't say that there was hafkar the maisa mitzvah, because the beisila would say, if you were lying down already, you're yotzei. So you can't say mafkia the maisa mitzvah. Harik kishma v'shishkiva ksheira be'erev. I mean, it's kosher. Let me, for whom? Let me show you how we call them. The guy was already reclining. It's just an issue to change your position, change your posture. Hagavra chayav liko krishma kedarko, but also lahakbe lakayim eshita v'shamay. Yisuzer, gorm lafkos kima mitzvah l'misha overlo. Habachol ofen yesh maisa mitzvah krishma kimo shesom rama besuka. Either way, there's a maisa mitzvah. There's a maisa mitzvah krishma. Baharaya, because if you were lying down already, you'd be yotzei. So there's a maisa mitzvah. And that's the parallel. In both cases, they took away the kiyum. Finally, the Rosh said, what's enough? We had a nafkamina by Sukkah, namely the Shemina Teres case of Baltosin, right? What's a nafkamina by Kriyashma? So he says, nafkamina b'misha b'dakte klinkos Kriyashma k'fishitas b'shama b'chakach mispal shomar esrei. Hori mekayim smichas gula tzvila lo. Will he get credit for smichas gula tzvila? Imed rabbonon ein kriyoso maisi kriyashma klal. If we say that such a kriyashma is worthless, so gama mitzvah shesmichas gula tzvila, and rekayim miskayimas. He didn't say kriyashma, so there's no smichas gula tzvila. Right? Smichas gula tzvila means after kriyashma is broken, you're saying shema, but if you say shema, say. But if you don't have a maisa mitzvah, there's no smichas gula tzvila. Ulam. Im chazal if ki urak as ki mitzvah kriyashma, ach maisa mitzvah shem kriyashma lo ozal, then rekayim smichas gula tzvila. The smichas gula tzvila tzvila b'chefta shel kriyashma v'lo b'kiyum mitzvah. Now, as far as smichas gula tzvila is concerned, I don't care that he wasn't yotzei kriyashma. Did he say kriyashma? Yes. So smichas gula tzvila. Now because of some technical reason it wasn't yotzei kriyashma. Okay, that's kind of the smichas gula tzvila. So he still said it. Harai lechach b'kiyum smichas gula tzvila. Achrei she'ovar zman kriyashma v'lo zman tzvila. Mikan she'enem yisei. How do we know if that's true? Because let's say after zman kriyashma is over, I said kriyashma. I was dying before, right? After Zman Krishma is over, I still get credit for Smicha. If I haven't yet passed Mount Tvila, I still get Yotze Smicha's Gula Tvila. It was Yotze Krishma? Okay, but I still get Gula Tvila. And that's the Rav's. So he just said it, the Rav Rom kind of said it, but the Rav's sort of sharpened it. You know, this issue of Isser being involved. And he doesn't say because Mitzvah Boba there, he says because the Isser is Mafkia, the key of HaMitzvah. Not the Chacham can do. They can't take away the Maisa Mitzvah. Nafkamina for Baltosin by Shmina Teres, Nafkamina for Smichas Gula Tzvila by Krishma. So that's the Rav's panel. Okay? All right, so